From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is out this week. I'm Bob Garfield.
This rocking Baptist minister has surged past three of his
better-known Iowa five. Republicans falling hard for a guitar-playing former Arkansas governor?
The Huckabee support was 8% among likely voters in Iowa in July. Now it's 24%. What's behind it?
The hot, hot, hot presidential candidate this week is former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who, according to the most recent Rasmussen poll of Iowa Republican voters, has surged from presumed also-ran to front-runner. Along the way, he has charmed punditry's heavy hitters. CNN's David Gergen finds the former Southern Baptist minister, quote, human and authentic. Huckabee has impressed conservative New York Times columnist David Brooks as funny and engaging. Even New Yorker magazine's liberal Hendrik Hertzberg found Huckabee's disinclination toward Bible-thumping zealotry, quote, almost impossible not to like. But not completely impossible. Back in Little Rock, the charm offensive has set some eyes to rolling. Max Brantley is editor of the weekly Arkansas Times.
I've really been surprised at the utter absence of reporting that's been done on Mike Huckabee. There are very legitimate issues on the national stage, whether it's his fair tax proposal or his stance on some social issues that deserve some examination, but they've been put to the side to focus on his jokes and his charming manner and his pardoning of a Rolling Stones guitar player.
It's a familiar complaint. Local reporters have often chafed at the national press's infatuation with political figures regarded close to home as decidedly less than favorite sons. On Friday, questions about Rudolph Giuliani's mayoral record made page one of his hometown, New York Times, a stark contrast to the familiar narrative of 9/11 heroics. It recalled a conversation I had back in February with longtime Newsday columnist Ellis Hennekin. Is it your sense that the New York media as a group is sort of champing at the bit to let the outside world know about their Rudy?
I think we have some insights that the rest of the world maybe hasn't tuned into yet.
This is precisely Max Brantley's complaint. Huckabee, he says, has become the newest darling of the national media without any due diligence. He cites, for instance, a laundry list of Huckabee's brushes with the Arkansas Ethics Commission, something he wishes those national columnists would take the time to learn about.
I think they ought to review his long and unseemly record on grasping for material goods and question what public service is really about.
Help me understand here. Material goods?
Well, when he first became governor, he turned a mansion operating account into a personal expense account, bought a doghouse, did his dry cleaning, bought his restaurant meals with it. He also first claimed as his own $70,000 worth of furniture that a cotton grower donated to the governor's mansion for the private living quarters. He said very angrily that it was his furniture. Then he found out that it would be against the law for him to claim it as his own, and he said he was misunderstood and misquoted.
And then there was a question of a wedding registry.
He went out the way he came in. He set up a so-called wedding registry at a couple of department stores so that friends and admirers could buy presents for them to stock their new private home. They called it a wedding registry because the department stores didn't have a rake-in loot from my friend's account. It was the only way you could register. This was some 30 years after they got married, by the way.
That is so brazen. It's, you know, on the verge of unbelievable, but it's all a matter of public record.
Well, here we have a word for it. It's called tacky. And this was legal at the time he did much of this. The question is it seemly for a public official to do it? He believes, by the way, that this is perfectly acceptable. It follows a pattern and practice of being a preacher in a Southern congregation where your congregation frequently showers you with love offerings, and he apparently views being governor as something akin to being a pastor.
Now, let me ask you this. You are editor of a muckraking liberal alt-weekly.
Guilty.
Why shouldn't our listeners dismiss this as personal or ideological animus from you, or even a kind of crusade to bring disrepute on an Arkansas favorite son?
Well, certainly a lot of people will draw that conclusion. The funny thing about Mike Huckabee and me is that the things he gets the most grief about from conservatives are things that I think are shining stars on his record. That is, backing a number of tax increases for vital services in Arkansas. We endorsed his efforts in those regard and do today, and my hat's off to him for it.
But what about conservative journalists in Arkansas? Do you think that they throw in with you in the notion that the national press has just missed a lot about Huckabee? Are they as frustrated as you are?
Well, I don't know if they have the same degree of frustration, but I think it's interesting you mention the rest of the press. There's a former staff member of Mike Huckabee, a conservative Republican who's now a columnist for a news organization in Arkansas, wrote a column this week about the fact that Mike Huckabee is more about Mike Huckabee, a desire for self-aggrandizement and to be a TV performer, than he is about it, in some ways, about being a serious candidate. So I could refer you to his work. I could refer you to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, which is a Republican editorial page, which has called him selfish and petty at times. And I'd point quickly to Quinn Hillier, who's a senior editor for the American Spectator. And for those who don't know, it's a very conservative publication in Washington. He's a former Arkansas Democrat Gazette editorial writer. He called him nasty with a mean, vindictive streak and talked about his ethical miscues. So I think that's something that somebody from the far left and the far right have come together in the middle on.
Isn't political reporting, though, quite self-correcting in this respect? I mean, to the degree that he succeeds in Iowa and the national polls and becomes a more serious contender, don't you think that there will be total immersion in Arkansas of the national press and all of this stuff will be amply reported?
Tain't necessarily so, is what I would say. I think the Bush record didn't get fully and completely reported until his second term. Already, where there has been some additional reporting on Mike Huckabee, it's been dismissed by commentators in some cases as either A, the product of the crazy uncle in the basement of Arkansas journalism, that is me, or B, just material that's being put out by his opponents and somehow dismissed because it's opposition research as opposed to something else. I call it facts, either way you shape it.
All right, Max, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Max Brantley is editor of the Arkansas Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.